was looking to prove that a person chayv in the case of Kriya Kamaisa by Ador Seidim is chayv a shvua midin kavol chomer. What was the kavol chomer? Madach pe is not mechayv knas, and Edomar, Kolshkein, Ador Seidim is a chayv a shvua. That was the kavol chomer of the Gemara. So, Marius, this pircha, the Gemara, that pircha, we had a whole discussion about kavonis at length. The Gemara ends this kavochemer with a pircha. Mal apiv, you can't make a kavochemer from peh to. You can't make a kavochemer from peh to. Okay, didn't because peh is a chomer. Shekain in a mechashav azama. Peh is very strong. Yeah, such strong in the mind is that you can't have a chashav azama. Tell me about eidim sheyesh to a chashav azama. That collapses the whole kavochemer. The kavochemer collapsed. Kavochemer is based on the fact that this is a chomer. The answer is that there's no kavochemer anymore because Hakar Pez Mohammed, Zak Rashi, Ainer Bachosh was on Hoyda Levi Mona, War Aiden, the Fisher Lama, Ainer Hakar, but Pum, Ainer Nifter Bakar, the Dolph Lady Gemayer Dami. Even if Aiden come along and say a potter, Shesna Bachosh was on, Shimbol Shne, Maiden, the Fisher was Zimam, Ainz Mishan Moman OPM. So the Gemara officially ended with the original Kavochemer. The original Kavochemer died. I can't make a Kavochemer from Peh to Edim because Peh has the strength of Edim that Edim doesn't have. Peh is believed even against Achash. Why? Because it's also about the Gemara. On this little piece of Gemara, which we're not going to be Ma'arich on, there are two very, very important Ha'aras in Pshat. One is that the Etzim Din itself, that we all know, that Hadal Zbaldin committed it on me. Rashi says in Kedushin Das Samachay, we spoke about it a few days ago. Rashi says in Kedushin Das Samachay, what's the marker? How do you know? Rashi says that it says in the Torah, Kiyuzeh, that a guy's chayav a shuah is more than mikdas on the other half. When a guy admits $500 out of $1,000, we bought his chayav a shuah on the other half. His wife says, we believe you. His wife says, Hadal Zbaldin has an amonos like Adam. That's the marker of Hadal Zbaldin. We spoke at a length the other day, what's the pshat? The Ketzei speaks it out in Simon Gimel. Because if you wouldn't have been believed on the first half, you wouldn't be chayvish on the other half. I mean, we have to know that the first half is MS. It's not enough that the guy was moed. I have to believe the Haidah. So the health, very good. So that's the marker, but you have to remember this the rest of your life. What's the marker that does when they come to me? Rashi says the marker is because if you admit half, you surround the other half. I says we believe you on the first half. So far, so good. Fact developed, Seder, but is that a mucker that you're Kamei Eidim Dami, that you can make a Hakkosha also, even with a Hakkosha? The Etzim in fact is three levels. One level is that the Hidal is not Nemet at all, and still you swear. Okay, so Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that in order to go swear on the other half, I have to believe you on the other half. Okay, so I believe you. But who told you when Eidim come afterwards that your Hidal stands up against Eidim Mamish, Atke Dekach, the Gospel, then is even more than Eidim? Mechatesi? That you don't have a marker for. And by the way, the reason we're missing the kasha in this nusuk is because that Rashi in Kedushin Tamachay means you need a marker for Dalswadim. It's not a sfar. That's the oimik of the kasha. The oimik of the kasha is that if you that Rashi in Kedushin Tamachay, the din of a Dalswadim Kamei needs a pasuk. It's not a sfar. So where's the arai? You need a arai from a Torah. Where's the arai? Because the Torah says that when you admit 500, you swear on the other 500. And where's that arai? So Rashi held Tifalumbus, that the Ktois spoke out in Gimel. That the Gimel Beis, that the Pshat is because otherwise you wouldn't swear on the other half. I have to believe you. Okay, so I believe you. But who says I believe you even against HaChosha Veidim? That's a talking gadol that all the Achreinim is. That's horror number one. Horror number two, the Ketzos himself speaks out in Lamed Dalet of Kotan Dalet. The Ketzos himself in Sinan Lamed Dalet of Kotan Lamed Dalet speaks out that this Gemara is a Mefurash Araya against the Mary Ibn Lev. We spoke already in the past. The Ketzos in Sinan Lamed Dalet of Kotan Dalet declares a Hakira. Famous Ksais, one of the most famous Ksais. The Ksais is Zimun Lamadal, Sekondal, Klevza Chakira. Why is Hadal Zvaldin committed on me? Is it Taka because of the Rashi and Kedushin, because you're believed? A person has an Amonas like Abba Yisrael, which is, by the way, a tremendous earthquake of a Chiddush. Or, the reason is, Amir Balev says, because you're not going to believe. Why should you believe? A person's carved himself, you're not believing by yourself. It's Mishchaivus. When you come along and say, I owe you $1,000, it's like I was Mishchaiv myself $1,000, and a person can be Mishchaiv himself $1,000. It's Mishchaivus, nothing more. So as I said, this Gemara doesn't make sense. What does the Gemara say? That Peh is stronger because it's not for Hachosha Ba'azama. The reason why there's no Hachosha Ba'azama is not because Peh is stronger. The reason why Peh is what you call it is because you Mishchaiv yourself. So what do I care if Edom came? If the reason why the Peh would be believed because Hadal's one you believed, so then we see that you're stronger than Edom. even though Aiden came and said, you're not chayiv, you are chayiv, right? But if the reason why the guy's chayiv is because the guy said, I'm not saying that I'm saying the truth. No, I'm his chayiv, I promised to give you $1,000 a present. So what's the difference if Aiden came or not? And I said, the guy said, I'm going to give you $1,000. I owe you $1,000, not because that's the truth. I was mischayiv to give you $1,000. So where's their strength? That means that according to Mari ben Leib, that you don't have a chosha and a zoma on the peh, is not because of the strength of the peh, not because of the chumra of the peh. It's because the guy was mischayiv. The guy said, oh, I owe you $1,000. I promise to give you $1,000. So that you can't be machashin and that you can't be mazamid is not a function of the strength of the nemonis of the peh. Pashat, the guy was mischayiv. I don't say, if I'm mischayiv, that I promise to give you $1,000. Aidim come on, whether Aidim have relevance. I didn't say I owe you $1,000. I said, I'm mischayiv to give you $1,000. So what's the piruch of achosha v'azom? Azay frek the ktois. The ktois means a rabbi from Maria Belay. What's interesting is that the Chayyur, the Chayyur could have bought a better raya from the Gemara against the Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says earlier on top of Pircha. What does the Gemara say? Upiv einam v'chayv v'momin. I v'adol s'bal din k'me eidin domi. The Gemara is the Pircha, the Pes. The Gemara bought a kabel chayim, right? The Pes not v'chayv v'momin. Pes v'chayv v'shua. Kol shkin eidin, which am v'chayv v'momin, v'chayv v'shua. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Pes v'chayv v'momin. Adol s'bal din k'me eidin domi. Pes has a strength. It's not true. According to the Mary Ben Leib, there's no strength that the Peh is Mechayev money. The Peh is Mechayev, he made his Mechayev. So if I promise to give you money, that's not a strength of the Peh. So what's the Pirch of the Gemara before? The Gemara bought a Kabbalah. What was the original Kabbalah? Ma'adach a Peh, which is not Mechayev money, and it's Mechayev Ashur, Kolshkin Edim, which is Mechayev money, Kolshkin Mechayev Ashur. Frankly, Ma'adach a Peh, what do you mean? Peh is what does one thing commanded? What does one thing commanded? I mean, it means nothing. It doesn't make me, it just means that the guy was mischayev. He made a neder to promise to give $1,000. But it's not mitzad and emonis. So what's the pirch to begin with? I'm asking you, I know you think a kasha. Quite the very day, what's the kasha to begin with? The kalachem is a good kalachem. Pez not mechayev money and edim are. Pez mechayev shua, of course, can edim. What do you tell me? Pez mechayev money, also pez not mechayev money. Pez not nemon to be mechayev money. The reason why pez mechayev money is because the guy made a neder. He promised to give the guy $1,000. So the emphasis is that there are two sources in this Gemara against Mari Ibn Leib's understanding of it. That means, in this Gemara, it's Mavura. I'm going to say it very clearly. The Ktseis and Amadalis of Kondal, Shtoldovek, one of the famous Hakiris, is a dos baldin kumei domi an amonis, or just a hischaivus where I made a nether or a promise to give you money. In this Gemara, is Mavura in the entire Gemara, that together with dos baldin kumei is an amonis. The Gemara says, you mechayiv money. The Gemara says it doesn't have a chosha b'azoma. So it's clearly that it's an amonis, it's a level of belief. And the both rayas are rayas to the ktesis yisoid, that it does both in the kmeidom, is like Rashi, not like the Marie Malay, that it's his chayvus b'alma. Either way, the Gemara dropped off the original Kabbalah. Either way, the Gemara dropped off the original Kabbalah. And now we begin part four of the sugya. Zog the Gemara. Ella! Ella asimei erechot. We learn out that Yechayev Ashur. Remember, let's remind ourselves a little chazor here for 10 seconds. Why are we looking for a kavu chemer for Bechir Kamaisa? Because I would say you're not Chayev Ashur by Bechir Kamaisa. Why would I say you're not Chayev Ashur by Bechir Kamaisa? Either because of Rashi Choshen Ma'ani Choshen Ashur, so there's no purpose of Ashur, or chazor can you know the main point of Bechir, but I wouldn't know Yechayev Ashur. So we're looking for a kavu chemer to prove Yechayev Ashur. So Moshe says, I'll tell you what the kavu chemer is. It's a kavu chemer from Eidachot. Ma'eidachot Shein Bechayev Mom and Bechayev Ashur. Erechel ma'is is mechayev v'shua, even though it's not mechayev v'momen, edim she'mechayev v'nas v'momen, edim din she'mechayev v'nas v'shua. Ad kan. A new kabel chemer. A kabel chemer from shua is erechel. And erechel can be mechayev v'what? Shua, even though it's not mechayev v'momen. It's edim which mechayev v'momen, of course you can mechayev v'shua. So I just want to say something in pshat. I want to hear if the Elam agrees with me. The Gemara at this point, you're coming to learn out Rebchir Kamaisa from a kabel chemer. Did the Gemara know that when Edim say you're chayav 500 out of the 1,000, there is epesach shash on the other half? Or the Gemara didn't know that? I'm asking you, bring me a kalvachem. Kalvachem is coming to prove that there's a shvua by Eidach, right? By Edim. I want to know, without the kalvachem, what would I say? That when you're made on $500, there's no drawer on the other half at all, there's no shash? Then I don't understand the kalvachem. And don't tell me that's what the Gemara asked, okay? That's not what the Gemara asked. We'll get to what the Gemara asked in a second. The Chavos of the case said, what do you found your case that an Erechot is Mechayev Ashur. The Erechot made on the entire amount. The Erechot gives support. Over here, he said $500, $500. Why do you make me swear on the other half? Why should you make me swear? Elamai, you have a drawer? The answer is that the Gemara knew there was some sort of shash. So the Gemara didn't know. Is there a Chir Shua? That's what the Gemara says. If I see there's a Chir Shua here, there's a Chir Shua over here. That's what you have to say. In other words, if the Gemara held, I'm saying something important, shot. If the Gemara before the Kal V'chomer held, that when you have Edom on $500, I know nothing about the other $500. So what's the Kal V'chomer? Ma'adach and Erechot Mechayev Shua Kolshkin over here? Yeah, by Erechot, there's a drawer, because the Erechot said you owe $1,000 on the entire amount. Over here, you don't know anything about the other $500. How could the Kavuchemer? The Kavuchemer can't prove that there is a chashash. The Kavuchemer can tell me it's more powerful, but the Kavuchemer can't prove that there is a chashash. If I says the Gemara knew it was a davar pasha, it was a no-brainer that when Edom come along and say $500 out of $1,000, there is epes a chashash. Just the Gemara said, who said it's enough to make a shuwa? Not the Gemara said a Kavuchemer. That's the chayr at the time, the hamadas hadvarim, the pasha shan the Gemara. Either way. So we have a Kavuchemer over here. Madach and Yerecha is v'chayev v'shvua. Kol shkein ben benoish a Kavuchemer. The Edom ha v'chayev v'shvua. Frankly, Gemara, no. Ma'ale Yerecha shkein al mashu meid u'nishba. You can't learn it's a pircha. Because Ma'ase at the end of the day, the Erechot only swears on what the aid was made. The aid was made on the entire $1,000. Tomar be'edim. Hashenken over here. Shavash ha'kofa u'nishba. Hashenken over here. Over here, you make me swear on what the Edom were made on. So at the end of the day, it's very nice you made a Kavuchemer. But the mice at the end of the day, there's a Pircha. Over there, it's a stronger drawer. Over there, you're making a Shua on what the Edom was made. Over here, you're making a Shua not on what the Edom was made. And that's a Pircha on the Kavuchemer. It's like Rashi, Taimah v'Shua, the Edom she nishba ma'ashayidu, el ma'ashalayidu, v'akfirosu hu nishba, v'lo yad alson, v'nayim l'chol ha'achmer kol kach. I'll come back to this Rashi in a few minutes. Elam Rapapa. You're right. I don't learn it out of Eidachot alone, because it's a Pircha. Where do we learn it out of? I'm not learning it out of regular Eidachot, because regular Eidachot is not Mechayev Shvua on the Chelek that you were made on. I'm learning out a case where Eidachot is Megagal Shvua on something else. What's the case where Eidachot is Megagal Shvua on something else? Reuven and Shimon have, we're meeting up now for the first time with a concept called Gilgul Shvua, which is going to accompany us in the coming weeks. Gilgush was a case where Reuven and Shimon had many, many DNA Torahs. Ahina, hair, back and forth. Shimon was kicked by Kol all the years. He didn't swear. Came along now, Reuven, and finally found himself in Eirechot on episode 20 bucks. And now that I'm making you swear on the $20 that I have in Eirechot, I'm going to be Megalgul Shua, be the Raisa, by the way. It's in the Raisa, it's learned out of Saita. The Saita says Amen, Amen. She says Amen twice. So by the Saita Vibalchi says Amen twice, she not only swears on the story that the husband caught her, she swears on everything else also. As we learn from there, you said Megalgul Shua. And once you swear, you swear. Mele says the Gemara, you're right. From the regular case of Eidachot, I can't learn out to the case of Chiyakam Aisa, because the Eidachot, they're swearing on what the Eidim were made. Over here, you want me to swear on the other 500 that the Eidim were made. But I learn out from a case where Eidachot was Megalgul Shua, where the Eidachot makes you swear even on things that the Eidachot wasn't made on. And I can learn it out from the effect of the Gemara. Can't learn out from Gilgul Shua. Malak Gilgul Shua, the Eidachot, she can't Shua Gerber Shua. Over there, there was already a Chiyakam Shua. Turn of Eidim, the moment come Mechayvi. Over here, they were Mechayvi Shua. The answer is Piv Yachiyach. That we can learn out from Piv. That what? That we're mechayev a shvua on the other half, even though you're mechayev only money. Ma'al piv shekein ha'am v'chosh v'eirech v'yuchiyach. She'esh ha'machosh v'mechayev a shvua ma'al eirech v'shekein ha'am v'shem eidu. Nishma t'ar v'eidim, sh'am v'shem kofu v'nishma piv yuchiyach. V'chosh v'adim lo v'ezek v'ezek v'lo y'rek v'zezek. Asa ha'shof v'shemen sh'aydei tayin v'kfir ha'im bo'im v'nishma ha'fani avi eidim sh'aydei tayin v'kfir ha'im bo'im. This is the maskan of the Gemara. The maskan of the Gemara is that the din of Chiyakam Maisa is not learned out of a Kavuchemer from Peh. We shlug that up because of Achosh v'Azama. It's not learned out of a Kavuchemer from where? From Eidechot, because Eidechot only swears on what the Eid was made. We learn it out of a Tzad HaShava, a combination of two places. And the Tzad HaShava teaches me that you swear by Chiyakam Maisa. Now, what the nature of this Tzad HaShava is, we're going to talk about Hachova Gedoyla tomorrow. We've arrived, by the way, at the Yom HaDin of why do you swear. Tzad HaShava says that the Tzad HaShava is Taina Ukfir Himay. What these words mean is, looks like a Machlekes Rashi Tosis. What the words Taina Ukfir mean, well, we'll talk about that soon. But we've arrived. We dropped the Kavuchemers. We can't learn it out of Peh alone. Can't learn it out of Eidechot alone. But I can learn it out of a Tzad HaShava. Listen carefully now, Tifa Reid. Broke out a huge Machlekes in the Maskana of the Gemara. Where's the Tzad HaShava from? Is the Tzad HaShava from Piv? Is the Tzad HaShava from Piv and Gilgul Shvua, or is from Piv and Eidechot? Where is the Tzad HaShava from? I repeat. Broke out a huge machlekes. What is the girsa in the Gemara of the Tzad HaShava? Is the Tzad HaShava from Peh, which is made of Miktas, and Gilgul Shvua, or it's from Peh and regular Eidechot? I repeat. Rabban brings down over here a machlekes in the girsa of the Gemara. A machlekes in the Girsa of the Gemara, is the limud from Meidim Miktas plus Gilgul Shvua, or it's from Meidim Miktas plus Eidechot? The Girsa of our Gemara says the limud from where? From Eidechot. How's Rashi Geres, by the way? How's Rashi Geres? Rashi says, Piv Yechiach, Meidim Miktas Hataina, Shamashek Kreifer, Upiv Loi Hoidehu Nishba. Rashi's explicit. What's the Piv coming to be Mechiach? Which problem is the Peh fixing? for Shirashi here. Which problem is the pair fixing? Which problem is the pair fixing? Says Rashi, the pair is fixing the problem of what? That you by Eidach, or you swear on what the Eid was made, or you're swearing not that it wasn't made, correct? So Rashi's clearly learning that we're making a Tzadah Shavah from Piv and Eidach. And the Kasha was, you can't learn out of Eidach, why? Because you're not swearing on, you're only swearing what the Eid said. Over here, Piv Yochiach, that you swear even on what the Eid didn't say. And the Kasha from Piv Achash, we learn out of Eidach. Again, the Atkan, the thing. The Rashi, it's first, that's where the Rabban brought it from this Rashi. The Rashi was gurus in the Gemara, the way our Girsa says, that the limit is from Eidach and Piv. I can't learn out from Piv because Ainu Bachosha. I can't learn out from Eidach, why? Because you're being swearing over there on what the Eid was made. And with Rashi, Piv Yochiach, that you swear even what the Eid is not made. So it's Mefurish and Rashi, Divri Amaskal, Piv Yochiach, that the Tzadashav at the end of the day is from regular Eid Achod and regular Peh. Peh, I can't learn out alone from Peh because it's Ainu Bachosha Vazama. I can't learn out from Eid Achod alone because by Eid Achod you only swear on what the Eid spoke about. That Piv Yochiach. And it's Mefurish and Rashi, that the Tzadashav at the end of the day is from Eid Achod and Peh. The problem with Erechot is that you're swearing on what the Eid said over here, not. The problem with Pez is Eina B'chosh B'azom. That's before Rashi. And the Ramban brings out that was Rashi's gear, something more than what our gear says. The Ramban himself says, Nishtazer. The Ramban says, the Maskon of the Gemara is we learn out from Peh and Gilgul Shvuah. I can't learn out from Peh alone because it's B'chosh B'azom. I can't learn out from Erechot, Gilgul Shvuah, V'Erechot. Why? Because it's Shvuah, Gerah, Shvuah. And therefore, I learn out from Peh Yochiach. A world war between Rashi and the Ramban of what is the Tzad HaShava in the end of the day from. Let's begin the journey now. There are two machlekas in here between the Ramban and the Rashi. One machlekas is, L'maskonas HaGemara, could I learn out of Eidach? Rashi says, yeah, the Ramban says, no. First machlekas is, could I learn out from Eidach? Did Eidach die? Rashi says, in the end of the day, I could learn out from Eidach. Does this appear? The Ramban learns, you can't learn out from Eidach, the ball game's over. You can only learn out from Gilgul Shvuah. The second machlekes is the other way around. Could I learn out from Gilgul Shvuah? Rashi says, you can't learn out from Gilgul Shvuah, only from Eidach. The Ramban says, punk fakir, I can learn out from Gilgul Shvuah. Repeat? You got it? Say it over again? It's the machlekes in. Rashi holds, in the end, I can learn out from Eidach. Ramban says, you can't learn out from Eidach. The Ramban, you notice, says, the Lashon, what the Ramban called it? Min Acher. It's a different type of Shvuah. You saw the Lashon of the Ramban? Shocking emotion. It's a minacher, it's a different type. So Eidachot died. So Rashi says, Eidachot I can learn out of. The Ramban says, I can't. And the other way around, the Ramban says, I learn out of Gilgul Shvuah. And Rashi goes, you can't learn out of Gilgul Shvuah. I want to explain both machlekes. What? Because he picks that one, not that one. That's all. The Seder could be. But why did the Girsa say that? The Seder, why did Afka pick that one? It's just as good as that one. Okay. I mean, he understands us. Okay, I'll explain everything. They're all the mice at the end of the day, two machlekes. Okay, do we learn out of Gilgul Shvuah or not? So we'll take one thing at a time. I want to talk about the first machlekes. Rashi learns, the Gemara started off with Eidachot, asked the Kasha. You can't learn from Eidachot. Eidachot, you swear only what the Eid said, not what the Eid didn't say. The Gemara said in the deck, back and forth, 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 back and forth. Okay? Gemara says it's a Tzad HaShav. Rashi says in the end of the day, that we're making a Tzad HaShav, I want to hear what I'm saying in chat now. In the end of the day, that we're not learning out of one place. Because if you're learning out of one place, you have a problem. You can't learn out of Peh, or you can learn out of Eidach alone. Says Rashi, watch what I'm saying now. The minute you're going with a Tzad HaShav, that you're learning out of two places, we can go back to Eidach. I repeat. Says Rashi, the minute that you're learning out of two places, I can go back to Eidach. The reason why I couldn't learn from Eidach was there's a percher. Eidach has a problem. You only swear what the Eid says, or he's swearing what the Eid didn't say. But if anyway, it's a Tzad HaShav at the end of the day, I have a Piv Yochiach. Piv fixes that problem. So Shita's Rashi is that the pircha that the Gemara said on top, I want to crystallize what I'm saying now, this is the ikker. Shita's Rashi is that the pircha that the Gemara said on top, that said you can't learn out a shvua from Eid Echad, because by Eid Echad you only swear on what the Eid said and not what the Eid didn't say, in the end of the day could be fixed with a Piv Yochiach. Piv Yochiach could fix it. Piv Yochiach could fix it. Piv Yochiach could fix it. Piv Yochiach can fix it. I see by Peh, Yochiach, you even know what you didn't speak about. I was worried the 500, I swear the other 500. So the Pircha that the Gemara is from Eidach, on top of the Gemara dropped out of Eidach and moved over to Gilgul Shvuah. But now that you're telling me at the end of the day that it's a Tzad HaShava, I can go back to Eidach. I can learn out of Eidach and Peh. What was the Pircha on Eidach? Pircha on Eidach was that you only swear what the Eid says? Piv Yochiach, however, remember the Mikdash, you swear even on the other half. The Rabban argued on that. The Rabban says, that the pircha on top of the page, which said Shamashakofu Hu Nishba, knocked eight echad out of the box. The Ramban speaks this out. And the Ramban says, because it's a min acher. You can't learn anything out of eight echad b'chal not relevant over here, and it can't be even used in the context of a tzara shova. Because the kasha on top of the page, Shamashakofar Hu Nishba, knocked it out. Shamashakofar Hu Nishba said, eight echad is not relevant over here. And that's the machlekes of Rashi and Tosis. What was the pircha on top of the page? Was the pircha a pircha? Well, the pircha was a knockout and said Eirach is not relevant. I'm going to explain by Harchava what I'm saying and with the whole Hasbar. The Sefer of Reb Chaim, a famous Chakira, it's printed in one of the new Sfarim B'Shem Reb Chaim called Ginzi Agrach. If I have time, I'll photostat it for you tonight. Bli Nether, if I have time. And if I find it in the computer, I need to have it. Reb Chaim said over a Amori de Kazach. Reb Chaim cleared a baseline Chakira. This is the Chakira that Chaim cleared. Reuven said to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. And he brings an Eid Echad. Now, Torah says, Eid Echad, you have to swear. I'll be saying, made you welcome, in a moment. Sure, you have to swear. Now, this Zach that a person swears because of Eid Echad says, I want to just be Meirich for 2 minutes, is a huge Kiddush. Halei, 1 8 before Torah Kuli has no value, except for Eid Echad and Bisur, which is learned out of a different place. But in Momentus, Eid Echad doesn't carry any weight. Why do you have to swear? So Reb Chaim cleared a Chakira. One way of learning is that it's a support. It's not to aid him. It doesn't have a full-scale nemanis, but it creates a chashash. There's one guy who came, I mean, it's a local vort in Hilchos Shavuos that it's a chashash. It's a support for your taina. A very, very clear tzad. I have support for my taina enough to make a chashash that maybe you're lying. What's the support? Well, be it it's true, I don't have aid him over here. I don't have aid him over here. But I have 1 8 supporting me. 1 8 has episode level of nemanis enough to create a support, to create a chash, to create a chash, then maybe you're lying. And then you have a shul. That's one side that Reb Chaim has. The other side that Reb Chaim has is that the reason why you have to swear by Erechot is something much more drastic. The Torah HaKadosh said that Benegeya to Shvua and Erechot has a din of Manos like two. I'll explain. When two Eidim come along and say, you borrowed $1,000, so you're believed on enough of a level to make you pay. What happens when an Eid Echad comes? Eid Echad has an amonis, not enough to be Moitzi Mammon, it's enough to be Moitzi Shvuah from you. That means I believe you. I believe you on the level of a Shvuah, not on the level of money. That's the second side of Reb Chaim says. That means an Eid Echad has a full-scale amonis, legabi the story. That means the tzad number one is, you don't have an amonis legabi the story. It's a support for the taina. It creates a chash, it creates a drawer, it creates reason to believe. All that's true. The second side is much more extreme. The second side is, has nothing to do with chashas. The Torah said that legabi shvua, it means as far as you being chayiv to swear, the Torah believed the story. We believe the story. This is what happened. You owe $1,000. Just I don't believe you on a level 10. A level 10 is enough to be mighty moment. A level 10 is enough to make you pay. And a level 5 is enough to make you swear. Swearing is also a givis and emanus. So I believe you. I believe you on a level of a shvua. Those are the two tzadim of chayiv. I'll give you as many nafkaminas. I'll give you an interesting nafkamina, by the way. I'll give you an interesting nafkamina. I'll give you two nafkaminas. One nafkamina, which the Velt says on this Reb Chaim, I don't think Reb Chaim says this nafkamina himself. As Machlekes Rishonim, do you need a tainas bari by Eid Echad? I'll give you an interesting story. Eid Echad comes to Beis Din and says, Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. Reuven says, I don't know. You have a story? Eid Echad comes to Beis Din and says, Shimon owes Reuven $1,000. They ask Reuven, Reuven says, I don't know. Does he have to swear or not? So we brought down a sheet already. Sheet of Tosis was that Yechai Weir, remember we have Tosis about Gimel and Aleph? Correct? Taisa says, even if you're not Tevea, you have. She does Taisa before us. A lot of Bishonim are, but we can be Shonim in Shavuos and other places. Do you need a Taina to be Chayav Shavuos? Eid Echad. A very interesting Shalom, by the way. Eid Echad came to Beis Din and says, Shimon owes Reuven. Reuven says, I don't know. Does he have to swear or not? Says the Velt, it's totally in this Chakira. If Eid Echad is believed, Legabi Shavuos, you have a Nemonis like to Eidim Legabi Shavuos, you have to swear. What do I give the guy has a Taina? Doesn't have a Taina. We have information over here in Beis Din that says you owe the money. The money to Kanaf Kamina. The Machlokes we show him, does Eid Echad require a Taina Shem or a Taina Bari? Or does it require a Taina at all? The guy doesn't say anything. So if I learned that it's an Emanus, like the second side of Reb Chaim, that the word is Eid Echad has an Emanus Legabi Shvuah, you have an Emanus Legabi Shvuah. If you have an Emanus Legabi Shvuah, so you have to swear. What do I care? You don't know, you do know. What do you mean? As far as, insofar as Shvuah is concerned, we know that you owe the money on a level of Shvuah. If the word is, it's a chash, it supports your taina, I have a taina, and there's a chash that maybe I'm right, because if a guy came along and said something, I thought you have to have a taina. If I don't taina anything, I have no idea. If an echad comes along and doesn't do anything, there's no dintar between us, b'chal. I never asked you for money, b'chal. That's a double portion. The Mela, what I want to suggest is, that's the machlekes Rabban and Rashi. When the Gemara up on top asked the kasha, Toimar be'edim shamasha kofu, excuse me, when the Gemara asked, al mashu made nishma at the bottom. Eid echad, you swear on what the guy was made. Yesh lachkor. What did the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara meant to say, listen, you can't learn nachma eid echad to what he called, because there's a pircha, it's a pircha. It's a pircha. What's a pircha mean? Nice over there. The erecha was made on the entire amount. Here he wasn't made on the entire amount. It's a pircha. It's a pircha. You can't learn that from there. It's a pircha. Maybe over there, the reason why you swear. Maybe over there, the reason why we're chayshish. Maybe the reason why over there we support you is because you have support across the boards. You have support on the whole taina. You have support on the thing that you want me to make me swear. By hadas eidim of pircha. You don't have that. It was only 500. That's what I call a pircha. But if Reb Chaim's second side is correct, the Gemara meant something else completely. And this is how the Ramban learned. The Gemara meant to say, was jes takop, by Erechud, you swear on what the guy said, because he has an immunus on that amount. The Shuas Erechud has no shaykhs b'chal to this. Shuas Erechud b'chal has no shaykhs, but the Shuas Erechud, where you swear on what the guy was made, watch what I'm going to say now, is because on what he's made, he has an immunus of two. The Rabban over here says that the Gemara's pircha meant that it's a min achr. What's min achr mean? Min achr? I'm prepared to hear that it's more of a drawer. By the way, if you know the Gemara Kipshutai, wait, there we Rabban here? Modern Rabban. She'ainu me'oisei min klal. That's what it's lashing. Yeah, it's lashing. She'enoi me'oisoi min klal. Erech is a different min. I don't know if it's a different min. It's a little bit more of a drawer, because over here the chash is on the entire amount, and over here I don't have information. That's called enoi me'oisoi min klal. That's called enoi me'oisoi min klal. It's absurd. What do you mean enoi me'oisoi klal? If you read the Gemara, what's a nigger and how you read the Gemara? The way you read the Gemara is that she'enoi, what is the pircha? You can't learn that from here to here, because over here the drawer is on the entire amount. Over there the drawer is coming from the other 500, right? She'enoi oisim min klal, that was the pircha. She'enoi oisim min klal, that was the pircha. It's a different world. It's a different world. It's a different type of drawer here. It's more here, it's less. Fear of Chaim, it's the Floyd. The Gemara meant to ask was, Amashu made unishba, you swear what the guy was made, because on what he was made, he's Neman. On what he was made, he was Neman. So the Gemara is asking a different kasha. The Gemara is saying, Erechad is a different ballgame. Erechad is a Nemanist. Erechad is Eitus. It, albeit it's not to Eitim. So it's not enough for Moment. It's enough for Shvuah. And that's what the Gemara meant to ask. When the Gemara said, Amesh, you made it, but how can you not from Erechad, Bachal? By Erechad, you're being made on what the guy was made, Al Mashu who made, because on what he's made, he has a Nemanist. Time Rabbi Eitim over here. You don't have Eitus, Bachal. It's just a cup. Yibal the Ramban says, like Reb Chaim, the second Tzad. So it's Einoi Me'oisa Min Klal. It's B'chal not because of Chashas. I'm saying something very blunt. Ashur's Eirachal to feed this Tzad is not because of Havachshash. It's because I believe you that the guy owes money. You have to respond because I believe you. Just the belief level is not enough to go be Meitzi Moment. It's enough to go be Meitzi Ashur. But I believe you. If I believe you, so then you can't make a Tzad Ashavah from Eirachal anymore. Then the ball game's over. You can't make a Tzad Ashavah from Eirachal. The Rabban's right. Eirachal left the parasha. On top of the page, Eirachal's over. The Rabban says that, I'll speak it out. Malapiv, Yitachosha Bazoma. Time aware, Erechad, Erechad can't contribute to here because Erechad is a different family of Shuas. All these families of Shuas, this men, all these Shuas are based on Chashashas. I don't have information about the other half. So Erechad can't contribute anything to here because Erechad is different. I'll be upset. Erechad's also Chayiv, even though there's a Chosha Bazoma. Erechad's a different ballgame. Erech is Einem Oisem in Klal. Erech is a different type of Shvuah in Gansan. So Erech and Bechal can't contribute to this discussion. Erech can't Bechal play a role and be Mechayev a Shvuah by Rechia Kamaisa because it's a different type of Shvuah in Gansan. It's Reb Chaim's second Tzad. Einem Oisem in Klal. Rashi argues, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds name that Avad and Avad Achas Shalom and Erech believe. Nechad has a monis. So why do you swear? Because it's a chash, it's a drawer. So what was the pircha? The Pirkei Avos, listen, the drawer is stark over here. It says the Gemara Piv Yochiach. In fact, the Gemara Piv Yochiach, that you swear even on the other amount. Eirechon is also Mechayev Shua from the same family. Eirechon is Mechayev Shua even on the amount that he is. Piv Yochiach. For that, I have a Yochiach. It's nothing more than a Pirkei. It's a Pirkei. It's a lower drawer. Mechayev Machlik is Rashi in the Rabban. Revolves around this famous Chachiv of Chaim. What's the Mechayev of Eirechon? Is Eirechon? By the way, the Rabban says 90% of what I just said. The Rabban says Einoy Me'oisa Min Klal. Rabban says a different ball game. So when the Gemara on the top asked the Pirkei, that knocked out Eirechon. Eirechon can't be. Eirechon cannot be relevant to the Shua of Chia. The two worlds. By Eirechon you swear because you have Edom. And by Chia you don't have Edom on the other half. So when the Gemara said that here you have an Edom and here you don't, what the Gemara meant to say was that over here you have information and here you don't, and the ball game's over. And therefore it's not relevant to Chia Kamaisa. Says the Hilchos Ramban. All you can do is learn nothing. Go Shua. We are swearing on something. You don't have an Edom. One second. Slowly. That's Machlokes number one. Could I learn out of Eirechon? Or when the Gemara on top asked the Pirkei, knocked Eirechon out of the picture. Rabban learned to knock it out of the picture. Rashi holds it still in the ballgame. I'll tell you something very, very interesting, which I think is interesting at least, okay? I always thought that the top Rashi, look at the top Rashi, Tomei b'shvua de edim she'ena nishba al ma she'idu. Al ma she'lo yidu, al kfir osu v'nishba. V'lo yad osan. U'minayin l'chol l'hach mir kol kach. How do I learn these words? It's like the Ramban, or it's a pircha, or it's a knockout. That's a different story. How would you learn the words? Minayin. A monk asked me on my way into Shir, why is Rashi so long? Minayin l'chol l'hachmer kol kach. What's Rashi want? It's a pircha, like every other pircha. I'll tell you who has a kashi in a second. As I learn these words, minayin l'chol l'hachmer kol kach. The pshat of Rebchaim that einem oisim in klal because the word is you swear on what you have edim. Well, the word is, it's a perichaza. I don't know these words. What? Curious. How do you learn? What? You learned there was a knockout, right? Interesting. Why? What? He's starting to doubt it now. Mama's live. What? I'll tell you something interesting. I'll share with you my train of thought. I understood the word minayin l'hachmer kol kach is like, who told you to be machmer so much, right? I just mean, it's a perichaza. I always understood that it's Rashi l'shitosoi. Rashi says minayin l'hachmer kol kach, that it's nothing more than a pircha. You're being machmer so much. So I understood that seems to Rashi that's not a knockout. It's just a chumraza. It's very interesting. The Ritva Chadoshes says just the opposite. The Ritva Chadoshes asks, what's Rashi eating on minayin l'hachmer kol kach? By the way, there's 10,000 pirchas in Shas. Rashi doesn't say minayin l'chol l'hachmer. What's Rashi eating on minayin l'chol l'hachmer kol kach? So the Ritva speaks out over here, the Chadoshes, that the Rashi is on the words Minayin l'chachmer kol kach, because he's saying like Rav Chaim, the other pshat. It's Eisav and Klal, Minayin l'chachmer, what are you mixing? How are you doing with Kushvah? How can you mix Minayin l'chachmer to go make a shvuah on what people didn't say when you don't have Edom on it? That's what he means. He didn't say it's a pircha because it's more a drawer or less a drawer. Minayin l'chachmer kol kach says the Ritva Chadoshes means, the Ritva Chadoshes says it means the pshat of the Ramban, that the ball game's over. That you can't learn that from Eirechon b'chal, because Eirechon's a different story completely. Who gives you the right to be machmer, a new type of shvua? Not a pirchala, that this is more chash, less chash. But what do you call it? As they say in the Ritva, atkedekach, that the Ritva is a stiras Rashi. When the Ritva brings down the pshat of Rashi, that Rashi was going to say Eirechon, the Ritva says, what do you mean? The Gemara wasn't asking stama pircha, the Gemara was asking a knockout kasha. And he means to say what he said two lines earlier, that Rashi was ma'ala, that it was a knock. I mean, that's a chakira, the Ritva already stalled up on top of the page. The Ritva already stalled on top of the page. What was the nature of this pircha? Was it a knockout pircha? That the first Eirechon is a different ballgame, so you can't learn anything out of Eirechon? Or it's a pavagasha. I always thought that Minayin l'hachmer means a pircha. Minayin l'hachmer kol kach. The Ritva says, what's Rashi saying it for? See, he says Rashi meant to say a pikasha, that the first you can't learn anything out of Eirechon. One second. Atkan, the famous machlekes, Rabban and Rashi. Can I go back and learn out of Eirechon or not? The Machlekes, by the way, is steering in front of us. The Ramban says, Einoy me'oisoy min klal. You can't learn out of Eirechon. The Gemara's kasha on top was a knockout. That's the first in the Ramban. Rashi knows it wasn't a knockout. It was just a pircha. What I'm suggesting is, it's totally in this Chachir of Rav Chaim, what's together of Eirechon. Is Eirechon b'chal relevant over here or not? But there's another Machlekes over here. What's the second Machlekes? Second machlokes is so. Let's be right. So where's Rabban say you learn that? You can't learn out of Eirechon because the reason why you swear is because you didn't learn. Where do I see you swear? By Gilgashua Deirachot. You swear on other things. Now, when you swear on other things, over there you don't have Eidim. So from there you can make a Yochiyach. From there you can learn out. From there you can learn out from Gilgashua Deirachot. From the Gilgashua Deirachot, there you can learn it out because there you're swearing even on things that the guy wasn't made on. Rashi Lachar argues. I want to tie that's another Machlekus. Yesh Lachkor. By Gilgashua, what's the shot? Here. I had 10 Dinei Torah, a new Machlekus now, another Hakir. I had 10 Machlekus in with a guy in Bezin. I came, he said, no. I said, no, he stole my car, you're $1,000. Is that? No. Finally, I quote him on a Shua. So we make him swear on all the other Shuas that were sitting on the dock, right? Yesh Lachkor. Why do you make him swear on all the other Shuas? One way of learning is because there's some sort of chash. The Ramban used a lotion over here, Raglaim and the Dover. There's a chash. We caught you on one thing that gives us episode of Shashagam, that the two Dinei Torah no shachas to each other. This was in 1990, and this was in 1980, and this was in 1960. No shachas to each other, right? But the guy has a long memory, and the guy says, oh, now I got you, now you're going to swear on everything, okay? This is a shash. Once we catch the guy on one thing, there's a reason to be chashish that all the things, the Lashon, the Ramban over here is the Lashon of Raglaim Lodova. This epis. The other shot is that they're not shakas each other, b'chal. It's a bureaucratic thing. It's a shvud, because once you're swearing, swear. No, normally we don't make a guy swear. But once we caught you swearing, I think it's a portion of Rashi here. So Rashi, Shekein Shvud, Gerer Shvud. Look at this lashon here. Lomdash Rashi. Look inside the Rashi. Shekein Shvud, Gerer Shvud. So Rashi, Eid Loichivoy Shvud. Ela Mashaheid. What does he want? I'm saying a ganz alumnus. You have a Gilgal Shvua de Eid Echot. Eid Echot was Machayev on $100, you have to swear. But there were 20 other cases. Why do you swear? Do you swear Machmas de Eid Echot? What are those words of Rashi mean? Let's titrate the Rashi. When Rashi says the words, you swear Machmas de Eid Echot. What that means is that once I have a chash in case number one, the Eidachot could generate a shvua and everything else. Says Rashi, nein, that's not the pshat in Gilgal Shvua, Rabbi say. That's not the pshat in Gilgal Shvua. Gilgal Shvua is not because the aid was Mechayev a shvua, he created a drawer. Gilgal Shvua is an internal din. Shvua, Gerer Shvua. You hear the lamas of the Rashi, right? You don't hear the music of the Rashi? It's, you have a Gilgal Shvua, the Eidachot. The Eidachot generated a shvua, and that generated a shvua on all the other cases. Yesh Lachkor, what's the pshat in that? The pshat is, look at this lashon of Rashi. I'll go back to the lashon of Rashi. Ein lechivay shvua. The ein is not was mechayev shvua on the other cases. Ela shvua. Gererish. Gererishvua. What's gerer? Is the ein gerer shvua? What do those words mean? The ein was mechayev shvua. What it means is that the ein creates a chash, and that is enough to create a chash on other things. It says Rashi, name. That's not the pshat shvua gerer shvua. The pshat shvua is shvua gerer shvua. Once it's a new din, it's an outside din, it's a separate din, it's a detached din. Once you swear, it's a mail that you swear. Once you swear, you swear. So the chiv of shvua gerer shvua is bechlal. Is bechlal nothing to do with that bechlal? Nothing to do with that bechlal. It's a new din. No. If it's a new din, so then why do you swear by Gilgal shvua? We roll the shvua. Why do you swear with it? Nothing to do with anything. It's not because of chashas, not because of drawers. It's partially a bureaucratic din. Then once a guy swears. So then is there anything to learn out of Gilgal Shvua? Can you use Gilgal Shvua as a yochiyach? Chas v'shalom. Hey, I'll ask Akasha. Ma the piv shekach v'azama. Zogich, oh, Gilgal Shvua, the Eidachot is b'chash v'azama. What's Gilgal Shvua? The Gilgal Shvua is no shaykhaz over here. It's b'chal not b'chay v'shvua over there. Once you swear. There's no bearing. You can't bring a chachar from that. If the aid would be mechayev the shvua, so then you can bring a hachacha that you see that a drawer on A creates a drawer on B. The reason why you swear over there is not because the drawer on A creates a drawer on B. It's like there's a cause of shvua gerer shvua. After you had the ring of the Rashi, the shvua is gerer the shvua, not the eidachot. That means what that means to say in English is there's no real chash over here. There's no real chash over here, so there's nothing to talk about. Rashi vice versa, male Rashi said there's nothing to learn out of shvua. The Ramban held not like that. The Ramban uses the lashon of raglayim ledover. That means the pshat is that the fact that we caught you on one piece of information that gives episode of raglayim ledover to other ones, so it comes out that the shvua is coming machmas de'erachot. It's coming machmas de'chash that de'erachot made, and it's megagul l'shvua on other things also. So then it could be a yochiyach. What? The de'erachot is making a chash. I can't hear. No, that's not what I'm saying. But it makes a chash on the other things. Once you're neman on this, on what you were made, you're neman on. And that generates a gevissa nemanus, look at the other things also. You're asking a good aura.
Wait a second.
That's not the topic. There is other things. Although, we don't know. And they're also, they also gave her a call on the spot. I asked her, and she said no. He just never caught her. He never caught her. It's a classic case. B'meila, that's the machlekes between, that's the double machlekes, Rashi and the Rabban. According to Rashi, we cannot learn out Gilgal Shua. Rashi said before, Shua Gereshua, no Shachas B'chal Tos. It's not relevant, Tos B'chal Tos. It's a new internal din, Shua Gereshua. Therefore, there's nothing to learn out from Gilgal Shua. Where do we learn out of? Learn out of I think Gemara knocked out Eirach on the top. The Gemara didn't knock it out on the top. I'm ignoring the Diak of the Ritva, Minayel Hachman Korkach. The only Yeshua that I have is the Ritva, is the steer himself. The Ritva says that the way I'm being Medak, the Rashi on top, it doesn't show with the Rashi's gear so later on. But Rashi learned that the Kasha from Eirach wasn't a knockout Kasha. It was a Pircha. The drawer here is stronger, the drawer here is weaker. I want to say it very clearly what I'm saying now. So if the Kasha from Eirach was, Eirach is a stronger drawer, because we find that you swear only on things that you have information on, and that we can say, Piv Yachiach. We see by Peh that you swear on what you don't have information on. It's a Moridik Yachiach. Now, what do you tell me? I'm learning out the concept of Shavuos. You'll tell me, the Shavuot Ve'erachot, you only swear what you have information on? I see you swear even when you don't have information. You'll ask me, I'm saying by Peh, that by Peh you ought, you swear, it's Eina Bachosh Ve'azama, Eirachot Na Bachosh Ve'azama. So we see that there's a concept called Shavuos. Sometimes you swear when you have information, but not only then, because I see by pair that. I see by pair that you swear, even though no Achosh Ba'azama, but you swear by Echwe, there's Achosh Ba'azama, that allows me to build a Tzara Shoveh. But the Rabban learned that the Kasha up on top of the page from Erech was a knockout Kasha. Erech was no Shachas B'chal to this family of Shuas. Because Erech, the reason why you swear is because Pasha, you're Neman 100%. And the minute you're Neman 100%, the ballgame's over. It's not relevant over you. You can't bring it as a Chiyach. I'll be giving an example. I learn off a pair. I can't learn off a pair. Why? Because pair is very strong because Achosh Ba'azama. Erech is a different type of shvuah, it's a different mechayev of the shvuah. So it can't bechal be a mashpi over here, it can't teach me anything. You can't go learn out from there, these way. There's nothing to learn out from there, bechal. Because over there, there's a specific local gzeres akosim that Erech has an amanus of two. I'll give you an example. There's a Ran in the seventh parak in Shvuos. He says a din that there's a big machlekes rishayim. There's a big machlekes rishayim all over Shas. We spoke about it already in the Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Mingu Patos of Mashua. It's machlekes rishayim off the blot. It means a guy was chayav a shua. Could he come with a migu and get himself out of it? We had Tosfos, we had Rashi, right? On daf Gimel Amud Aleph, etc. Pei Yeshua brought down. The Ran says in Shuas that even if migu kapata from shua, not by shua zeracha. The Ran says even if a migu kapata from a shua, midiraisa. For example, a guy's chayav a shua is more mikdash. He has a migu, he's potter. Shua Hashem, he has a migu, he's potter. Not by shua zeracha. Says the Ran, why? Because shua zeracha is kishtaim to Yisrael. I repeat, the Ran says, it's a big machlekes rishonim all over Shas, when a guy is chayav a shvuah, could he get out of it with a migu? Could a migu fill the need of a shvuah? Says the Ran, that's all true by other. Not by shvuah zeirachot. Why not by shvuah zeirachot? Because by shvuah zeirachot, you're kishtayim. And when you're kishtayim, a migu can't help it. Because calls man, you don't put a shvuah on the table. We believe the story. And I said, no, b'negeah to a shvuah, you're believed. Okay? B'negeah to a shvuah, you are believed mamish. Until you put down a shvuah.
This.
Yeah. It's very geshmak if you're chayim second tzad that erachot is not mechayev stam al choshes. Yeah, no, the erachot has a din kishnayim. The erachot has a full scale namonis over there. You go and help him. Either way, that's why Rashi learns that we could still learn out from erachot because he doesn't hold that this extremism of chayim is nothing more than a chash, and that we can have hoychachos back and forth. And the Rabban says it's levi moisim in kval. So the more comes out at the end of the day, that's the Tzara Shoveh. What's the Tzara Shoveh? Tzara Shoveh, Shevohen, Chayidei, Tainu, Kfirah, Heim, Boim. Afani, Avi, Eidah, Shevohen, Kainu, Kfirah, Boim. Zok Rashi, very, very controversial Rashi. Tainu, Kfirah, Zeh, Toyin, Vizeh, Kaifer, Heim, Boim, Lidin. It's very, very important. The Gemara brought a collection of Shavuos. The Gemara said, one Shavuot is a very powerful Shavuot because it's Yeshem Bachosh Vazom. Ain't a Bachosh Vazom. Can't learn out from it. The other Shavuot has a tremendous Maila because you're being made of what the Eidah's made. So we combine them. We make a Tzara Shavuot. What is the Tzara Shavuot? By the way, how does the Tzara Shavuot work? The way the Tzara Shavuot works is that I can't learn out from here, I can't learn out from there, but I can build a common denominator. And once, watch what I'm going to say now, I find the common denominator, then I can take that common denominator and make a new umbrella and bring in new shvuos. That's what we're doing over here. I can't learn out exactly from Peh, because Peh has a major problem. I can't learn out from Erech, and Erech has a major problem. I'll create a new tzad hashava, I'll create a new common denominator, and then I'm going to push Rabbi Chaim into that common denominator. What is the common denominator? That means the mechayiv is not the starkheit of Peh, I see by Erech. The mechayiv is not the starkheit of Erech, because I see by Peh. So what is the mechayiv now? What's the common denominator that allows you now to shtuparain number three, which Rabbi Chaim doesn't have a pasuk, right? Rabbi Chaim doesn't have a pasuk. He's not doing it to this, he's not doing it to that, there's a pircha from this, there's a pircha from that. So we're going to create a new tzad hashava. We're going to create a common denominator of both of them. What is the common denominator? They both have tainis, and they both have kriyas. By the way, that's what's going on over here. Maybe only over here, maybe over there. No, that's what the tzad hashava means. The tzad hashava means to bounce off one the other. I say, look, maybe you swear only over here because of this. No, I found a different place you swear. Maybe he's only here, you swear over this. I say over here. That means this is not the reason you swear. This is not the reason we swear. Why do you swear? You don't swear because it's Eino Bachoshav Azalma. I say Erech Tzvit. You don't swear because it's Tavad. I say over here you swear. It means I don't need to swear Dafka what the Eid was made. I see by Amayda Mikta to swear. I don't need Dafka to swear where the guy's Eino Bachoshav Azalma. So I'm going to build now a whole new world. And the new world is going to bring in Ebuchir Kamaisa. What is this new world? So what is the common denominator? What is the tzad hashava between Moed Mamiktas where you swear on the other half and Erechad where you swear on the entire mouth? What is the tzad hashava? What is this tzad hashava that allows me now to go further and include new shuas? What's the answer? Tainu kfiro! Why does he want to say Tainu kfiro? Because by shuas Erechad, nobody was Moed. Correct? And by the case of what he called, I don't have Erechad on the whole mount. So what is this new tzad hashava here? Tainu kfiro! I see that whenever there's a tiny, whenever there's a clear, you swear. So I have a question. So I'm a kofi bakol, don't you swear? You have a tiny and you have a clear. If that's the new tzad hashava, so you should swear whenever there's a tiny, whenever there's a clear. You tell me that that's the tzad hashava. By the way, there's a major problem. Why does the Gemara say that's the tzad hashava? Because there is a major problem. What is the tzad hashava? Over here, the guy was moed on half, and over here, there was eight on the entire amount. Over here, the guy's very strong because they ain't about Chosh Bazalma. Over here, it's on the entire amount. So what is, by the way, it's a major problem. What is the tzad hashava? They're not similar to each other. Here, you're being made on the entire amount. Here, you're swearing on the eight of eight. And over here, you're being made on the other half, but with a very powerful thing called Eshav Chosh Bazalma. So what is the tzad hashava to it? The answer is, says the Gemara, we have a new tzad hashava. That's what tzad hashava means. Cancel A, cancel B. We'll create a new world. What's the new world? To cry over there. Whenever you have it. Really? You see, the tzad hashava is wrong. There's also tzad hashava. Kofi bakol is a tainik kfira. Elamai, tainik kfira is not enough. So if it's not enough, so what does the tzad hashava prove? So you don't have a tzad hashava. Azay fraktais is over here, a bomb kasha. That if you're creating a whole new world, not that and not this, what is it? What is the tzad hashava? Tainik kfira. By the way, there is no other tzad hashava between the two of them. No one has that. There's no other tzad hashava. Over here, he's swearing on what the eight said. Over here, he's swearing with a pair of adults, malting, comedian, dummy. So what is the tzad hashava? They have nothing to do with each other, by the way. When I say nothing to do with each other, I don't mean the Rabban's lawyer being called. They're no shekels to each other. The answer is, there's one tzad hashava. There was a taina and there was a kfira, really? Taktasis is in every kofi bakol. I'll say very blunt. If the tzad hashava created a new monster called taina or kfira that allowed you to be marber of Chia's case, which wasn't doing it to A, wasn't doing it to B, so then go schlep in kofi bakol. Anytime you have a taina or kfira. I get you. It's asking on the pasuk. The pasuk's a raya against the tzad hashava. That's what it's called. Look at this. Whatever kofi bakol yochiach. What's yochiach? Since I proved from a pasuk that you're potter, it's a raya that the tzad hashava is wrong. There is no such new umbrella. And go fly a kite, so you don't have a mucker for a b'chiyah kalayis. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Mr. Tim, tonight be a regular mesilas shalom v'ada.